Ramble.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hey, Upper East Siders.
You know you love me, XOXO. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures, the show that loves what it loves. Today we are talking about the new HBO Max reboot of Gossip Girl.
Let's fucking go!
Kelsey is amped. And very exciting, joining us in the studio today to take the place of Mr. Garrick Bernard, we have his better half, his girlfriend, also the host of Black People of Paramore, an excellent podcast, Miss Sequoia Holmes.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I thought you were going to introduce me as Garrick Bernard.
Yeah.
Which I was going to be happy going, with.
But yeah. It's fine. Zach kind of just does his thing.
Yeah, that's
we
fine.
Ride along.
That's so
but
fine, yeah.
What I've discovered is you're my favorite person because besides being incredibly talented and smart, you're very pretty too. you brought us donuts.
Yes. I brought donuts.
Because I'm
She's doing us a favor.
Yeah.
And also brought us a gift.
Also brought us a gift and, you know, takes care of Garrick, one of our favorite people.
I try to take care of him.
Takes care of him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take care of him.
Not his caretaker.
No, well. Some would argue sometimes.
I was going to say after the surgery, definitely.
Listen, I know. And speaking of surgeries, I have to call out that my head.
Yeah. Okay. If you're watching on YouTube, you will see that Kelsey is wearing a Smurf hat of sorts. It's a beanie with an ice pack in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I am in a lot of pain today. And my friends were so nice to push our podcast one day because I had a flare up. And you, Sequoia, you have a boyfriend that has chronic pain.
I do.
So you get it.
Yes, I do.
Zach, you get it?
We're the number one chronic pain podcast for people not talking about chronic pain.
Amen. So I just wanted to name that so that you don't think something is wrong with
She
my
doesn't
head.
Think she looks good.
This is not a statement. This is not
what
like...
we need to just give
you... So you're saying I do look good?
No. Yes.
Okay.
You do. Absolutely.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
And thank you for the donuts. I'm so glad you're here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Gossip Girl. Now, this is obviously the reboot. I don't know if you guys know this. It was the most watched premiere in HBO Max history. It is a phenomenon.
Wow. Yeah.
And we're coming off. It's a reboot, but also a continuation of the original Gossip Girl, which I did not watch, but I was very aware of. Sequoia, did
Same.
You watch?
I did not watch, but I was also very aware of it.
Okay.
I watched every episode, every week it came out at the exact moment it premiered. I lived and died by that show's fashion, style, vocabulary,
Taste.
Hierarchy in the world. I even moved to New York motherfucking city because yes. I wanted to be Serena Vanderwoodson.
Wow.
So bad. Bitch, I had the headbands.
Yes.
The headbands.
Yes. I had the fucking headband. So like Gossip Girl was like my Sex in the City growing up.
What? Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Great
equipment. Yeah.
You listed off a lot of things, but what for you when you were watching that show was the main appeal? Was it the fashion? Was it the romance? Like
yes.
What really kept just all the above?
All the above is an answer.
Yes.
It was just like, you know, New York City was always that unattainable, sexy place. I mean, you lived in the suburbs, so you didn't really live the
life. I did not live the New York City life.
No,
it's
but
very
you understand.
Life. I saw the life from a close afar.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And like my friends in college all went to like Gossip Girl schools where they went to like the all girl schools in the city and they had the matching boys, all boys schools. And it was drama and fashion week and drugs and hotel bars and drinking underage and everyone looks older than they are. It was wish fulfillment. And so I moved to New York City with my goofy ass thinking, oh, wear a pea coat and a headband and I'll be fucking
Serena.
Chuck Bass in no time.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I did not at all, but I still love the show.
Yeah.
And I'm so thrilled the reboot is here.
Yeah.
And also, you said HBO's Max most watched premiere. Isn't HBO Max like 2 months old?
It is, but it's still, you know,
deal.
Someone needs a record.
Fair enough.
Someone needs to set the high watermark and they did.
Mm.
it's kind of, we'll get into the new one, but it's kind of impossible to talk about it without the context first of the original. Mm-hmm. So we watched it for the first time yesterday, and I loved it.
I loved it.
It was fucking good.
Do you watch the original pilot for the first time yesterday?
Yes.
You too?
Yes.
You're shitting me.
No.
I mean, I did.
Guys! It's what we've been doing.
It's like, it is drama.
It's so
and
good.
It is, and they are fucking like hot and rich.
And
I just like, what did it do for you?
They're bitchy. I love a teen drama. It's like all that I'll watch, like Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
It's all Riverdale, it's all my thing. Teen dramas are my shit. It gave me everything that I needed, like 100% things that I needed.
And it was like wish fulfillment, right?
No,
like
100%.
We didn't have that much money when we were teenage girls.
Not at all. Didn't have anything. But when you were saying that you moved to New York City because of that, I'm like, every time I watch a show that's based in New York, I'm like, oh, I'm moving.
Right.
I'm moving to New York City.
Teenagers drinking martinis in bars.
Yes.
Like, and I don't know who the fuck they get off making me think that's real, but
listen,
I
was drinking martinis when I was 16, but I was drinking them under a fucking table at like our local Hooters.
Right.
Not in like the fucking nicest hotel in Manhattan, which, you know, those martinis were like $24
100%
a fucking piece. And this was back in 2007. And the thing that's beautiful about the pilot is that it does a really good job of introducing an ensemble cast in
so
a way
good.
That doesn't feel like, and this is Serena.
Right.
She's the blonde.
Right.
Then there's Blair. She's the bitch. Like,
100%.
It's so organic. You look confused.
No. I went back and I couldn't believe how many characters they introduced in a way that wasn't overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Because just to foreshadow a little bit for the new reboot, it's overwhelming.
I watched it three times and I
twice.
Still don't know their fucking
names. I don't know names.
I'm gonna have to pull up the names of the characters, but like the main group of popular kids, there's what, fucking eight of them?
Seven.
So and they're
many.
Introduced
well,
all sitting together, and I'm like, how am I supposed to? No.
Yeah.
No.
How am I supposed to? What am I supposed to do? I don't understand.
I need like pieces on a game board in front of me to like keep a flow chart going.
Right.
I haven't been this confused since the pilot of Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Where I'm just like, who the fuck is? Oh,
fantastic
God.
Comp. That was a really good
and
comp.
I'm not here to think hard, you know? I'm here to watch. Anyway, so the original Gossip Girl.
Yes.
The fashion, impeccable.
Uh-huh.
But really, the Blair versus Serena drama in the pilot is
just
tense.
Insane.
It's palpable. It's so based good. In
women are
sex.
Cruel.
You have this reveal that Serena fucked her best friend's boyfriend.
Who didn't? Did you in high school? You ever do some shady shit?
Yeah, no, I didn't do no shady shit like that. No.
Me neither. I'm so sorry, Allie. You know who you are.
Allie. Oh, no.
But it was scandalous. It was like very... It was drama.
So you were Serena.
Yeah.
You said that you weren't, but so you...
I know. So it was a wannabe Serena.
Okay.
I'm going to have to like send you Miles photos, like not kidding, of like the peacoats and headbands and me like in the New York skyline like... Yeah, here's a croissant. It was like all of my month's fucking budget.
Kelsey just eating her lunch alone on the steps of the Met.
Yeah, someone's like, do you need to go to a shelter? I'm like,
this hat has ice in it. It's a choice.
Yeah, I swear to God, I'm not. There's not secrets hiding in here. But I feel like something that the original Gossip Girl did that very few shows do, I can only think of a few, like Game of Thrones, Sex and the City, they made one... named names household names. Wait, that sounded confusing.
You mean like there is Serena is iconic?
Yes.
Serena.
Like, you know, if I say Serena Blair, you're like, duh.
Yeah.
Nate, Chuck Bass. Well, you have to say his full name because he's Chuck. Yeah. But they made these characters.
So your argument here is this show had good character names, which
yes,
that's common.
They had really good character, no, like character archetypes.
Yeah.
You know, like the Blair Waldorf, you know
okay,
what that
I'm
girl
board.
Is.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
I was being sassy.
Yeah. I was going to say, don't twist my words, Zachary. This is my show.
Sassy.
Okay.
Well, you fucked my boyfriend.
And listen, I will fuck your girlfriend. What's up, Maggie? Call me.
You
just
back
kidding.
Off.
No, I can't. And Sequoia's here. Like, wait. Hello. Stunning. Hello.
You guys, when I was watching the first pilot,
yes.
The original Gossip Girl pilot, their dad, I think it was Dan and Jen's
Rufus.
Dad, said something about...
Rufus Humphreys.
That's Rufus. said something about a capitalist rant. And I was like, in 2007, we're talking about the capitalist rant. And that's when I was like, oh, I stand. I'm going to watch the rest of this. Like, this is my show.
It was simultaneously ahead of its time and so fucking problematic.
Yes.
That what I did, like, no spoilers about the new one. They do integrate the old one in a way that's nice, that they're like, we've made mistakes. We're not perfect in our past. Who is? I fucked Allie's boyfriend in high school, okay? And I'm a good, better person now because of that.
Allie's not finding this out now, is
no.
she? Okay.
Oh, no.
He better not have. Whatever. Okay. Not why we're here. But.
Sorry, Ian.
See it.
Well, and then I think the last really important thing worth mentioning from the original Gossip Girl, the men. Are
fucking hot.
Hot.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Tell us.
What's the dad's name again?
Rufus Humphreys.
Phenomenal. Delicious. Delectable.
Rufus is your flavor.
Okay, 100%. And then Penn Badgley's character. What's his name?
Gossip Girl.
It doesn't even matter. Dan.
Phenomenal. Dan Humphreys. Sideburns and all. Out of control.
Even at the time, you know what? You know what it was? It was that he punched Chuck. And I was like, I love a little toxic masculine, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
A dash of toxicity, I'll take it. And then in the second episode where he like threatens to give him a matching black eye again, ooh, I was like,
wait, did you watch the second episode?
I watched half of the second episode. How I couldn't get farther than that, but I watched half of it and I was like, oh my God, it's Dan. Dan's the one.
He is the one
until in Gossip Girl. I like to say OGGG over it. OG Gossip Girl, OGGG.
Yes, yeah.
That won't stick. OGGGs, hashtag. They know that Dan becomes a fave and then very quickly becomes an unfave.
No.
I don't want to spoil it for you. Are you going to watch the rest of it?
I'm absolutely going to watch the rest of it.
It's amazing. I've watched
it. Well, we need to tell her, because they reveal it in the new pilot.
Gossip Girl is. There's no way I could have avoided
okay,
that.
Okay, so you know that Dan is Gossip Girl.
It was
Girl,
more
crazy.
Upsetting than the Game of Thrones ending. Like, everyone was like, what a fucking letdown. Like, remember Dexter? When everyone was like, what?
Oh, Dexter? Never mind. I'm not even going to talk about that. Yes.
She doesn't want to go
I'm
there.
I'm not even going to talk about that.
But yeah. I found on my, I searched my Twitter today to go back all the way to 2012. I wrote, just cried a little remembering Gossip Girl is really over. Hashtag Gossip Girl. January 17th, 2013. What the fuck am I supposed to do tonight if Gossip Girl isn't on? May 11th, 2017. Still reeling over the fact that Gossip Girl is over. May 11th, 2017. Guys, should I take an Adderall and stay up all night rewatching the entire series of Gossip Girl?
Wow,
said the
there's
white
a
girl.
Lot of tweets about wow. Gossip Girl.
Can someone please talk to me about the new girls, Gossip Girl? I need to geeky. I just, I can't go out tonight. I'm still mourning the loss of Gossip Girl. Aww.
You were going through a moment.
You were.
I have never let go of this show. So when the fact that they announced that there was a new one, I freaked out because are reboots ever as good as the original?
No.
And that's it. And I'm pleased.
Okay. You're pleased.
And you're pleased. Yeah. Well, okay. Let's shift gears now and talk gears? About, let's shift. Let's okay. full on shift.
Mental shift. Here we go.
I'm going to try and give a synopsis for this pilot, but I really think that we're going to have to talk through it together. Oh, and fuck, I don't know anyone's name.
Right? That's the problem.
Julian is the main chick.
Okay, I'm going to literally pull up a...
Her
yeah, I gotta,
sister is Zoya.
Zoya is the sister.
All right.
Kate is the blonde teacher.
Yep. Audrey's the blonde girl that looks like Blair. Obi is her... boyfriend,
the one with the pink hair.
No, that's Og.
Okay.
And then Obi is Julian's boyfriend, which
okay,
I was upset they gave Julian such an androgynous name because they all look like Julians, like every single one of them.
Yes, everyone could be Julian. yes.
And then Monet is what Garrick would call the mean black girl who isn't mean.
Ugh, she's not even fun. That's the issue with character. I love a bitchy character. It's my favorite 100% of the time. And they never give like the fun bitchy character to the black girl.
Mm-mm.
And they still didn't give her. They could have made her someone as Gossip Girl.
And they, you know what though? I think there's going to be something with her because
I hope so.
They made the like side minions of Blair, you know, like what would be comped as Blair's minions.
Yeah.
Very fun. Like they at least gave them agency and like reason to exist in the show. Whereas the last version, those bitches were just cycled in and out, like completely useless.
100%.
All right, so here, I'm gonna try this. You ready?
Okay, go for it.
Julian Calloway is the it girl of her high school. She's a fashion influencer who has it all. a super hot boyfriend yep. named Obi, who's rich and is guilty about being rich.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But she has a secret half-sister named Zoya, who's transferring to schools. But, and this is confusing, instead of revealing them that they know each other and love each other, they hatch a secret plot to make everyone like her organically.
I love that.
They then... fuck, I can't do this, guys.
No, you were killing it. It was like, upon reuniting, like a scandal occurs when teachers who attended the school's 2007 alma mater reveal Gossip Girl used to run the secrets and scandal of school and decide to reboot Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl reignites and threatens to tear this sister ship asunder.
Oh my god, that was beautiful. Alliteration.
That was nice.
Was that technically alliteration?
And basically we now have a new Blair versus Serena scenario, but it's two half sisters. Mm-hmm. We've got a bunch of sexy friends.
Hot. Androge. Fluid.
Lots of sexy friends, yes.
And now they're not just guys and girls kissing each other. We got guys kissing guys too.
Yes.
So
still waiting for that trans character, but I'll allow a second episode to come through before I complain.
Sure. Let's start with the sisters.
Yes.
We have, okay, the main girl, Julian.
AKA JC.
JC.
Oh, that's what they call her.
Jesus Christ. Yes, they do.
She is a beautiful, bald black woman, which I loved. Like but she has two minions. They basically spend all of their days taking...
Monet and Luna.
Okay.
I think
they're like her stylist and like strategists.
They help run
is
her.
That what it is? They run
basically
her
like you have a little bit of expertise in that field, don't you, Miss Social Media?
Just like a little bit. Just a little bit.
Are they doing it right?
No. No.
I never enjoy social media in shows. No. Even in a show like this that's trying to like capture like, hey, teens are on Instagram all the time. Like they're doing these photo shoots. It's Agreed. Hard for me to not cringe at it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how someone's going to get it right.
I don't think it's actually the show. I think it's just fucking cringy.
Yeah.
Like
maybe.
I think I wrote that I actually really liked the social media like
just
integration.
Inherently cringy no matter how you capture it. One thing that made me laugh, I'm going a little out of order, but from the first shot of the show, they very clearly want to tell you, this is not your mama's Gossip Girl. Because it starts on a train. And they're like, we have... poor people.
Right. Do you not know that that's a throwback to the original pilot?
Oh no, is it?
That shot is the most iconic shot in
of the
Girl
train.
History. Yes, of Serena coming back on the train and she looks out the window and it's like, you'll
shit.
Never
okay,
believe.
Cut that out, Miles. Shut up, but
leave it in. You better fucking leave it in. I mean, but you would never make that connection as unless you were a super duper fucking nerd fan.
Oh.
So, okay, so Zoya comes, Zoya is she's a freshman. She just got into the super prestigious school. They moved from Buffalo. Mm. And the whole thing is that she has a half-sister who she's quote unquote never met.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What drove me crazy is how much exposition is presented through dialogue. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down, it's basically, Dad, you know we had to move from Buffalo to go to the most prestigious school in the country where my half-sister, I also don't know, loves. She goes there too, and I'm really nervous. Okay, love you, bye. It's like every scene in the opening.
I loved it.
God
I understood
it.
Every moment. And I was like, what a clever way. I've never seen it done that way before.
Garrick would be flipping the table
right now. Well, guess
what?
He's not here.
I didn't
right,
want
Sequoia?
To. I'll do it because I didn't like it either. I was like, why? This is just not making sense to me. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't like
you know
that.
What didn't make sense was like, I will give that to you. The way in which their dads hate each other.
Don't get me started on the dads because you want to know what really doesn't make sense about the dads.
Tell me.
We see both of their dads, right?
Uh-huh. Both
the freshman's girl's dad is black.
Yep.
The older girl's dad is white.
Uh-huh.
But they're half sisters. How does that work? You have
two
a black dad
leads.
And a white dad. And you have a mom in common.
Black mom.
So then, but they're both biracial. So I'm like, I don't understand.
I hear you.
I don't understand.
Oh, you mean the actresses playing?
Yes.
I mean, they both appear biracial in the show anyways. Like, they both look like they're just playing biracial
also,
girls.
Also, did you see the way that the white dad was dressed? I wanted to
the first line of the show is, hi, Dad. And he goes, I have a studio session in L.A. tonight with Billy.
Like
Billie Eilish.
Eilish?
Oh.
Eilish. He's a music producer.
I was going to say Joel. I'm like, what? He's not recording music now.
You have to go.
He's wearing a beanie that was frankly stupider than the one you're wearing now.
How dare
That's
you?
A Billie Eilish beanie.
Ice cap.
That looks like a Billie Eilish beanie.
It's an ice cap. yes, the dads, I'm interested to see, are they trying to do a whole Rufus situation, a Jack Bass situation?
But going back to Rufus, did either of these dads tickle our pickles?
No.
You don't think so? His dad kind of responsible hot?
No.
He's responsible hot.
I did not think either were hot.
He was giving Corbin Blue, which is not bad.
No.
But that's what he was giving.
Oh, now that you said
he
it.
He was giving Corbin Blue.
I love Corbin Blue.
I want to know.
I love Corbin Blue.
I think he was, I've been on record and saying he is the star.
I don't know.
Of High School Musical.
Like, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Never met him.
I mean, I've never met him.
Right.
I'm starting to dunk on it a little bit, but what were some things that jumped out that you liked, that you loved?
All of it.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single thing.
Yeah, so give me some pleasures.
Okay, first of all, the font is updated and sexy. Everyone knows the XOXO original OGGG font. This one, I was like, ooh, sharp. Classy.
You're talking about the title card?
Yes.
Oh, can we talk about the
music?
Title card?
Yeah, no, it was so good.
The title card, literally, I fucked with it so hard.
It was so good.
Because why?
I like the way they integrated it. Like the integration of like, I don't remember the line before, but it was like,
it's 20 minutes into the episode.
That's absurd.
They then smash to the title card. I fucking love that. When you don't give me a title card and surprise me, I'm like, oh, we're going. We're partying now.
That's a long time.
It's a long time.
And when did it pop up?
It was when they basically, which we'll talk about in a second, when this group reboots Gossip Girl officially.
Yep.
Boom. Title card comes up. Yeah. Kristen Bell is back. She does her voiceover.
Kristen and like, motherfucking Bell.
I watched the pilot an hour before this.
Bell
I was
now.
Nostalgic.
Yes.
She is Kristen Bell now.
What?
And she is Kristen.
What?
I know she was always Kristen Bell, but she is like Kristen Bell now.
What does this clapping mean? She's always
she's always been famous, but not in the way that like, I don't know the show. What was it?
Veronica Mars.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, how dare you.
But she's like a superstar now. And she still came back to do this.
She was a superstar.
Yeah, because she got paid. Oh.
She was.
Well,
she was
think they're
going to
bring
Yo,
Blake
Veronica
Lively
Mars
or...
fucking is awesome.
Yeah, true.
That show is, Veronica Mars is so good.
Chef's kiss.
That is like A+ television. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I fucked Easily. That. Fuck yeah.
Wow, she fully
Fuck
was
yeah.
about to leave.
I know, she did not see that.
I didn't. I don't have any peripheral vision, you guys. I don't have
any. Okay, but do you think they're going to bring back any original characters somehow into this, because I have a theory.
I think that they're going to try and get people for season 2 is my hunch.
Oh,
I was wondering that one teacher that was like, I graduated class of 09, which also offended me. I'm Rebecca. Like, please don't act like that's old. Please don't act like that's old. I don't like it. She's like, I graduated class of 09. I'm like, were you in the original? Like somewhere? Were you like a...
I wonder if she was, because there was a girl that they talked about, but I don't know if she ever came on screen.
Okay. Yeah. She might have been like a peripheral character somewhere.
Are we at the teachers? Do we need to talk about the teachers?
I'm ready to talk about
Have we
teachers.
Jumped all the way to the teachers? We haven't even really got to talk about Zoya.
Okay. Talk about Zoya. Oh, the teachers will be Zoya. There.
She's cute. She's so
very
cute.
That's all I have to say about
super
her.
Cute.
Yeah, super cute.
I like her gumption for a freshman.
You don't like her.
No, I do. I'm waiting for her to come out of her shell.
Sequoia does not believe anyone who uses the word gumption.
She has a lot of gusto for her introing character trait. You know who I comped her to? She reminded me a lot of Jenny from the original. Because I was trying to decide like who is who, and obviously they're not trying to replicate.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, she's giving me Jenny energy, like newbie. But she's not as naive as Jenny was. Mm-hmm. She's definitely got a little bit of like street smarts to her, and she's like not taking anyone's bullshit, which I like. So in that way, I feel like she's a little bit her own version, which I like.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. She does remind me of Jenny. I feel like she has a similar naivety, at least at the beginning.
Oh, way to use the word.
I
in
hear
a better
that
way.
Jenny goes through an emo phase, which I love. Anyways, we won't go.
Oh,
there.
You have
but
no
yes.
idea.
She went, by the way, at one point. So famousbirthdays.com.
Uh-huh.
Shout out.
They're coming up right now.
So I was born on July 26th. Birthday is coming up.
Soon.
Coming soon to
Little
a birthday
Leo
near you.
Yeah, Leo.
Feel free to wish me happy birthday. Yeah. Taylor Momsen and I share a birthday.
Uh-huh.
And she was like the fifth most famous person on my birthday. And I'm like, you know what? I can bump her off that top five.
Damn.
That was my goal in life. And I don't know if I've done it fully.
Let's look it up.
Let's check. We can check that right now.
Well, now his birthday is like, there's like someone on, you're going to see. And it was the most famous to me.
Because
like Stanley Kubrick was born on my birthday. He's not ranking high on famous birthdays. Oh, you know who else was on that list? Kevin Spacey, and he's certainly we're knocking him off that fucking list. So
he's out of here.
Cornfield.
It's like, I think it's Glenn. No, I think it's Helen Mirren, Stanley Kubrick, Mick Jagger, Ooh. Kevin Spacey, Taylor Momsen.
I hate to break it to
you. Born on July. She's number 20. She's number 17.
The top July 26th birthday is Carson Lourdes.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Derek Trends.
Yeah, this isn't real.
Who's Elizabeth that? Giles.
Oh, I know her.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandy's in the top five for sure. That's
Amanda
the only
Steele.
One.
Steele. Zach, you're... Oh, Taylor Momsen is 16, mm-hmm. and you are 19.
Oh, you can... You're, I mean, you can definitely...
Bombed!
You're telling me you that I'm less bombed! Famous than Taylor Lourdes?
Who is that? Who that
exactly.
Is, right.
You're telling me that guy's more famous than Sandy Bullock?
Can't Carson Lourdes.
Whatever.
Anyway, Jason Statham is... Above
oh,
both of you,
Statham.
So
that's
Joe Jackson is number 24.
Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson. Yeah.
Wow.
Famous birthdays.
People still care.
They gotta get their shit together.
That's yeah.
So funny.
Shout out to Famous Birthdays. You guys are crazy.
Well, yes.
It makes no goddamn sense. Yeah, fix that system.
What is this ranking? Yeah. Anyways.
To go back to Taylor Momsen's emo phase, I don't think you're prepared.
I don't think I am either.
Yeah.
I probably was emulating her without being aware of it. I knew who Taylor Momsen was, and I was well aware that she was like very emo, but I did not know that Gossip Girl Jenny also goes through an emo phase.
And you know what's funny is you brought up a thought that I had was like, at least in the OGGG, they all had their own individual styles. Like they all fell under the umbrella of like haute couture, yeah. Fine, like interesting, unaffordable pieces. But I did miss that a little bit in this one. I felt like Og Agreed. Was the only guy who kind of had his own like aura about him with Agreed. His style. And yeah. I'm hoping to see
He's
that
the
evolve.
Pink hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like may or may not be doing sexies with another guy in uh-huh. his girlfriend, which is my cup. This you is going it. To spark some shit in my daily conversation.
Ooh.
With my partner,
oh,
very
yeah.
soon I can guarantee it.
Before we move on from the sisters, I full on,
yeah.
capital F, capital O, do not understand why they had to pretend they were not friends. They had ooh. This, the
oh,
sisters,
same.
They
yeah.
had this whole elaborate plot of like, they met in the bathroom, like, ooh, can't believe you're here. They have matching tattoos.
That's so yeah. cute.
And the matching tattoos were super cute, but she's like, we can't let people know that we know each other. I'm gonna, she has this thing where like, you're gonna come up and I'm gonna take a picture of your shoes.
Yeah, you don't just then, walk into the friendship that is GG.
They're sisters.
They're half sisters who have never met IRL, Zach.
So what, do you not think it would be easier and less convoluted to say, hey, I reconnected with my half sister. She's super cool. I can't wait for you guys to meet her.
Do you see her crew that she rocks with? Do you think that they're accepting of just any old
yeah,
body?
She's the leader.
Any old body.
It makes right. no
Maybe
sense.
Maybe it wasn't always that way. Maybe she got IGG famous and became a little bit
so
more
you,
hot.
It made sense to you. You were like, yes, this is how I would do
it. When they hugged in the bathroom, I was like, oh, wait a minute, what? I was so
yeah, because it makes no fucking
exactly.
sense.
I too was like, wait a minute, what? But not with that.
You're both
level
wrong.
Of-
Your opinion's trash. I thought it was so cute because you're led to believe like that this girl Julian is gonna be another type of like Blair Serena, who's well maybe more early Blair, where she's like cutthroat bitch like the other ones. Yeah. And then for her to be so sweet and kind, I like loved that about yeah. her. She really only sucks in the last. I mean, she sucks with the Instagram stuff, but so do we. It's like in the last 2 minutes yeah. does she really
she
show
evil,
that
right.
she can be like a bitch, which I appreciate.
But again, the like, yeah, it's a cool moment, but the logic of it.
The logic was, it was a little.
But they needed a, you guys don't understand that nuance.
We don't understand. We just don't understand. You're right.
Don't understand. Yeah, maybe
we
don't understand nuance. Don't. I'm telling you, I don't understand.
No, we got to talk about the teachers because that is the only thing I can see on Twitter that is hot and controversy.
Oh, yeah?
The first thing worth noting about the teachers is that they are played by... The main teacher is a blonde woman. Mm-hmm. She's 25 years old.
I was going to say, they're God. So fucking young.
So young.
Can I curse on this?
Oh, yeah. Fuck
yeah. Oh, they're so fucking young.
Like,
I know.
Yeah. No, they it's that confusion of like, you guys put the teachers and students too close in age.
Too close.
Because those girls... do dress like full-grown women in their fashionist
yes.
styles.
Yeah.
But they don't look different. They look like they're from the same generation because guess what? They are.
Right.
They could have been in high school together.
Right.
Didn't you have young teachers?
No.
No.
Oh.
Not like that. Not that young. I had one. Some,
yeah, I had
it.
A couple young teachers. Yeah. I thought it was cool. I was like, oh, they're going to be like, okay, here's my thing with the teachers. Let's just break it down. A, yes, they're young. B, total surprise that they gossip girled.
Wait, you can't. You gotta paint that.
Okay.
You got to paint that.
Total shock that
This is the big twist. This is the moment of the episode.
It was so blatantly like thrown into your face that you were like, whoa, hold on. This is how Gossip Girl gets reignited, is by the teachers of the school, because they are terrified of the students because the students are very mean to them. So the way that they're going to get back their powers by recreating an old dead ghost of Digital's past. Yeah. Gossip Girl. Yeah.
If you did not follow that, 11 minutes into this show, the show reveals that the teachers are going to be Gossip Girl.
They are
pissed off at the students of this school. They say they have too much power.
Yeah. They're too rich.
They're too rich. Yeah. They're too beautiful.
Yeah.
They find a blog called Gossip Girl that took place at this school they start talking about the characters from the original series.
So many great people went to this school. Nate Archibald. I was like, oh my God, he became somebody.
They mentioned Dan Humphrey as Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
And then one teacher is like, basically in the corner smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Gossip Girl used to control these kids.
Ugh.
They kept them in line. I fucking lost my mind during this scene. This is a real quote. They're like, it's like some Orwellian big sister.
Yeah, that's a good line.
It's crazy. But they're okay.
The whole thing though,
this idea that the teachers are going to use Gossip Girl to control the students, I couldn't fucking believe it. I was screaming. Am I the only one?
No, I was shocked that they gave... It took me 11 years, it felt like, to figure out that Dan motherfucking Humphreys was Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
And you guys just threw it and spat it on my forehead in 11 minutes. I was confused. I was horny. I was riled up. I couldn't tell if I was glad, but I think I am. Because
do we like it? That's the question.
I think I would have been pissed if they were trying to hide it again.
Yeah.
I actually think this was a really unique approach for a reboot, that they were like, we're going to dismantle this system, shake it up a bit. Gossip Girl might be passed around. It's multiple people. Like, I kind of love that they changed it.
I do like that they changed it. I appreciate that they changed it.
Yeah.
What I will say though, I think it's pussy. I think the teachers are pussy, and that's my criticism of them. And I judge them now.
Well, you know what they say about judgment?
You're scared of these children?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't be mean, but okay.
Sure.
They are mean. No. That was my one guilt that I put down, was like, I don't understand why the children hate their teacher so much. Like,
because you know what? They hate them.
Mm.
Because what I feel like the setup was is like, oh, you're poor. That's what it seemed like to me.
When the teacher bumps into Monet for the first time and she goes, ew, don't they have their own entrance?
Absolutely.
No, and they also said, oh, she's wearing Zara. And meanwhile, I'm like, is that not a nice brand? Because that's like half my fucking
There were too many shots. They came at YouTube. They came at Zara.
How dare they? These things are cool.
I'm like,
wait, can I read you some of my favorite lines?
No one uses Twitter anymore.
Right. I'm like, fuck. The girls aren't on Twitter. I'm like,
step on my neck. Why don't you, Gossip Girl?
This is literally
calling out my profession, my pastime, and my fashion.
This is literally the lines I wrote down that were my favorite. One. Does anyone under 30 even have a Twitter?
Ouch.
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 Two, Twitter is just memes, conspiracy theorists, and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh.
I mean, he does own Twitter.
That's the good part.
Yeah.
Next.
Who calls himself Gossip Girl? It's 2021. At least call yourself Gossip Woman.
It was like, go out. You have to leave.
Don't interrupt, especially to say YouTube. Drag me.
That hurt.
Dumbo Hall, never house. I literally canceled my Soho membership over that line. Don't straight shame me. I fucking screamed when she said that.
That's relatable.
And last but not least, because definitely my favorite, I got us a regular lift. We can talk in here.
Oh yeah, that one was good too. I loved all the bitchy rich lines. That's my favorite.
I'm like, lean in.
I want it.
Good.
Did that one insinuate that all of the like Uber Lux drivers are secret moles? So
I mean, it's basically saying like no one we ever would interact with would take a lift.
That's excellent.
Would they only take XLs or Lux?
That line also stood out to me as very funny.
I loved the writing because
it was funny.
Well, it did have some cheesy Instagram shit that girl had to play into.
Yeah.
everything else to me felt like, dare I say, of how we are, how we talk,
how we no. be,
how it we be, how it like that.
Now no, please explain.
Like Sequoia does not want to be part of this.
Hey, movie. I don't.
I felt like I understood. There was nothing that I couldn't understand, from the fashion trends to the music to the like drinks they were having. I was like, okay, I get that these are just cool it kids of today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. I got more on the teachers. A couple reasons why I was losing my mind.
Yeah, the big one.
Well, there's so many big ones.
You gotta say the big one that everyone's mad about.
What are
the
people mad about?
The guy taking a photo of a 14-year-old girl changing.
Oh, yeah, because that was weird as fuck.
The first is they're creepy. They are creepy. I'm sorry. Can you set up again what this teacher does?
He takes a photo as they're playing Gossip Girl. There's like four teachers who decide to be Gossip Girl.
So they're basically following children around, taking photos of them. Stalks
them after a party and finds two of them hooking up through a window, and they're 14 and like maybe 16, and takes a photo of them getting undressed, and then takes it to Kate, our probably annoying, problematic white girl.
Absolutely.
And she's like kind of the spearhead. No surprise there. I think they did that intentionally. I'm surprised they didn't name her Karen. Maybe it was too on the nose.
Way too on the nose.
And then takes it to her, opens the door and says, "The only time I felt more creepier than delivering this photo to you is how creepy I felt when taking it. You're not going to use this, right?" I was like, that does not excuse me.
I literally wrote down, calling out how pedophilic it is does not make it not. I literally wrote that down here.
Like, it's still what it is.
Taking
and I think,
back.
Like, if you're going to make them Gossip Girl and you do have to justify their behavior, I think they should have gone with the original way that Gossip Girl got information, which was everybody, all the other
aggregates
students.
It, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but maybe they're going to call that out. Maybe that's a part of it. Maybe he gets like arrested in episode 3.
This is something I'm super curious to see where the series goes, because I don't know that I'm having fun watching Gossip Girl be Gossip Girl.
Okay, but do you know why they did that?
Okay.
For us, for the OG GGs.
The OG GGs.
They needed a character that we could relate to. And it's supposed to be the teachers.
Well, here's the other reason I lost my mind about the teachers. Yeah. And the teachers felt to me like the writer's room critiquing the original show. I think that the Gossip Girl reboot hates Gossip Girl.
Yes.
And that is what I got from watching this show.
Mm-hmm.
They literally are a room, like the teachers are just the writers reading a blog that is the original show, saying it's too white, it's pre-cancel culture, you can never get away with this now. And they're literally having this conversation in the show.
You thought it was smart, right?
Yelling about the show. What?
Yeah.
Did you think that was a smart way to do that, though?
No, I thought it was annoying. I think it's too purposely subversive. Like, I'm like, you're trying to subvert all of societal norms right now.
Fair.
And also, I'm not coming to Gossip Girl to fix the world.
We watched that original pilot.
And I'm like, yes, like, give me that problematic trash shit.
Literally.
I'm like, fuck yeah.
Chuck was really scary for me.
It's gonna get messy. In this one, we had drugs multiple times. We had fucking gendered identity fluidity. Like, we had fashion. We had a club. We had a fashion show. We had fire. We had dick pics. You're going to tell me that wasn't a fucking problematic episode?
Fun. Dick pics.
You missed the dick pic?
I must have missed the dick pic.
The airdropped dick pic?
Oh, was it a dick pic?
Yes. What did you think it was?
I thought it was just a picture of herself, like a selfie trying to take away from her sister's moment. Oh, that's what I thought it was. Am I naive?
Garrick would be so disappointed in your writery, the character arc.
I'm like, oh yeah, she was like sent around a selfie.
Yeah, they took a dick pic of that guy, very willingly gave his dick to be spread.
I don't need my Gossip Girl to be woke.
I don't either.
I think they had to clean up.
I don't
sure.
know.
Like
fucking, I hope that's the only one we're gonna get.
Is Obi the name of the rich kid?
Yeah.
He literally is introduced as the guilty rich. He starts his day bringing donuts to his
union
the people striking against his parents. Yeah. And I'm like, I just fuck off and be rich and hot.
But I think,
and bitchy, lean into it.
Yeah.
Like, be an asshole if you're gonna, like, damn. What is this?
I think they're I think it's going to get messier.
Oh, these poor rich kids. Oh, they're so...
They just had to establish...
They know that they're rich. Oh, but they have... They care about the world.
But they had to establish archetypes of the children of today.
Privilege guilt.
Which is fake white dudes.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, white dudes. She had a point, and it's not just the tip of her hat that now looks like a condom.
If I wanted to watch... If I wanted to watch a story about a privileged white kid, I'd read my fucking journal, all right? This is Gossip Journal. This is escapism for me. This is and you know what? That was annoying, which is what the show is.
I mean, fair enough. Awareness. Fair enough. I will say one thing that I really loved about this version is that they have the same great taste of musical choices. I don't know if you guys
that. I had wrote that down. That was the thing that I liked. I'm like, oh my God.
The original was kind of like known for that. Yes, like discovering artists before they were good, hot and so big. Good. And I felt like that kept the same good energy.
Did you guys ever fuck with DLC?
Yeah, duh.
I fucked with Laguna Beach and the Hills, but not...
True. I fucked with the real version.
Yeah,
the
real version.
No, I fucked with
the OC. Literally had a trope where, like, in season two, they just had bands perform in the show, and it was a big deal. Anyway, this is about Gossip Girl. Sorry.
No, but the music was good. The fashion, I thought, I'm ready to see it expand.
Same.
Yeah, I saw a Louis Vuitton bag.
Ooh. Oh, I did like that bag.
I did love that bag. And the shoes, but with that pleasure comes one guilt of. The three promos I caught in this, which is Alice and Olivia on her phone. She was scrolling through Alice and Olivia. Mm. Don't know why that brand deal happened. The Adidas.
Yeah.
We got that Adidas thing.
You think
three
these were all paid for? I don't think so.
I don't know about the Adidas,
My friends.
You think?
There is never a brand shown on television or movies without huge spend behind it.
I think that's always true. Come
on. Oh, it is absolutely true.
Rock, paper,
scissors. Yeah, come over there and fucking poke your eyes out. Fucking call Hollywood and ask. And then
Hello,
we got
Hollywood?
Like a Net-a-Porter. There was a couple like brand Louis Vuitton. I was kind of like,
there was one they were looking scrolling through an app, and I looked it up. One article mentioned it, and it was like $4,000 jackets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, these kids are rich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was a little like, okay, whatever about that. But we have to talk about the other characters a little
bit. Yeah, let's hit them real quick.
So Audrey, who is the blonde that looks like Blair's child.
Blonde girl.
Who like, if they're not going to say that that's not someone related to Blair, then they have royally fucked up the casting and plans of that character's type.
This is the blonde girl who makes her boyfriend go down on her in a public bar.
And that shit was also weird.
Who hasn't done? So Audrey is... The blonde girl who, the one thing that I liked about her character was she made me believe in the entire crew's friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, she made me believe that they were actually friends because she got upset when she found out that JC had lied to them about their sister. She's the one who brought up, like, I don't want her sister in this because we've all been friends since there was babies. Like, there's history here. It was the only time that I was like, oh, I believe you guys to be friends. Because otherwise, I don't know that I would necessarily put them together. So I like her.
So she's dating Ak, who has the pink hair.
Yes.
And then
very cute.
There is the pansexual guy.
Who I don't know his name. I just put him the Chuck Bass.
Right.
Who's hot.
And she likes him. Yes. Though, right.
And she, while she's getting that little head.
Yeah.
She don't ever little say head. That again.
While she getting head, she's looking at him. And then later she walks in and watches her boyfriend and the pan. What's his name?
I don't
He's
know.
He's so hot.
I watching them. I watched it three times, you guys.
Watching them change together and like. It's very Fantasy. Clear that he wants to fuck him and she wants to fuck him both. Mm-hmm. Her entire plotline for the pilot is that she's horny.
She's really horny. There's a, this kind of, it brings into a pleasure. Maybe you guys disagree.
His name is Max Wolf.
Never heard his name. In the show?
Yeah.
That's like Chuck Bass, right? You're like, ugh.
Max Wolf.
Right.
But I thought she's also the one whose horny storyline involves having a low libido because of the pandemic. What did you guys think about them bringing the pandemic? Oh my God, stop rolling your eyes.
I forgot. I did like some things.
Okay.
But
okay,
that's not one of them.
Okay. Damn.
That's definitely not one of them.
I think they did it okay.
They brought up, cutely brought up the pandemic about three times.
Yeah.
And like they had a line like, is that what your face looks like without a mask?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, they were reminding us that all of these characters have just been deeply traumatized without showing us that they've been traumatized in any way whatsoever.
And back to school, baby.
I thought they were so well socialized. Like, I'm like, oh, you guys are like so friendly. I don't understand.
I don't remember how to have conversations with people.
This is the hardest thing I've done all day. Sweating.
Right.
People are so beautiful. That's why I'm like, Sequoia. Zach, you still look the same.
It's why I scream on this podcast. I don't remember how to do anything else.
I liked that. He makes a comment about her not being able to come quickly. And he says, it's okay. It's okay. We've been together like all of the pandemic. And I was kind of like, you know what? He's very sexually woke in that he says that line. And then he also says at the end, he says, hey, you know, it's okay to think about him, referring to our hot guy, Max Wolf. Yeah. That he gives her permission to think about another guy like we need sex. It, but calls it out. Yes.
Yeah. Ak is like,
cool.
He's very progressive.
It's I love him.
He does it too. He's also thinking about him. He gets it. He's like, I've been doing that.
But see, to say that, like, okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I never am this one on the show, but it's like, don't you think that that's more reflective of our society than like, six of the exact same type of character that like Gossip Girl kind of had, just different versions of themselves?
No.
It might be.
No, because people hang out with people who they are like. So I'm like, you're going to see homogenous groups more than you won't see homogenous groups, in my opinion.
Interesting. I'm trying to think of the people I hang out with and all I can think about is my cats and my boyfriend.
It felt like this show does this thing of diverse casting without actually having real diverse characters. Like, they didn't actually have, they did the colorblind casting thing. Like, anyone can play this role, but then they don't end up actually having a specificity.
The and boys maybe they will all as kind it goes of blended on. In for me.
Okay, here's a deeper question.
Yeah. Oh,
are the men hot?
No.
Whoa.
Because that is we established, right? When we talk about the original Gossip Girl,
you're like sweating.
Grueling. Like, we could talk, we could go through that Rolodex, and they're living rent free. Even Rufus.
Hell yeah.
Everyone.
Except for Chuck.
Like, Max Wolf?
Yeah.
Max Wolf, the pansexual guy? Fucking hot.
Hot.
That is a hot actor.
I like Ock.
But I like Ock. I think Ock.
Yeah. He's like a sweetie. I don't think he's like fucking hot.
I don't know. I feel like he could fucking slap me. I wouldn't mind being slapped by Ock as I put an ice bag on my forehead. I thought the girls were fire.
Yeah, the women were gorgeous.
The girls are stunning. Yeah, the girls are I want to see them a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
Teacher. There was a hot teacher. The guy in the black shirt.
There's one hot teacher. There's one hot teacher.
They made them schleppy schlups in Zara otherwise.
In Zara. My God. Dare they?
Don't drag Zara like that. But it was a very funny line. She was like,
it's literally all I wear.
But it's cool for you. For you? That's very cool.
Thing for Eugene?
That does not help, right?
For Eugene. If Eugene walked up into Zara, I'd be like, are you okay? Are you doing well?
That doesn't make me feel better.
But it's not you, it's you, you know? You know, it's not you, it's just you.
You know?
It's not inside you, it's outside you.
Yeah.
I saw something, I'm curious your thoughts about this, Kelsey. There's a piece of writing that called out what is called the evil bisexual trope, which is that in popular media, and I know he's a pansexual character, but they use that to write about this.
Interchangeable sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to explain the trope or should I?
No, you go.
Okay. It's this idea that in popular culture, when we see bisexual characters, they are trying to break up relationships. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, their sexuality is untamed and they're going to
They're
just going to fuck everybody. And I will say, so far, it seems like they're going this direction. It's kind of fun. But then I'm like, oh, if this is a problem, if that's all we get
from
bisexual, pansexual representation.
Yes. As the podcast's resident bisexual, I'm messy. Okay. I unfortunately do play into a lot of stereotypes of like sexual freedom and liberation, because I do think there has to be a little bit of bravery in order to be actually the most erased letter of the community. Mm-hmm. So in a way, like, I personally can only speak to my messy behavior that, like, yeah, I've been to rehab. Yeah, I quit drinking because I was a problematic drinker. Yes, I have a very sexually liberal and open relationship. And I also just happen to be bisexual. It's not because I am bisexual. Yeah. So like for that character, I'm hoping it's impossible to tell in the pilot when you right. really only got like 2 full minutes of his storyline to see like what will come of it. But I'm glad it wasn't a woman they were doing it to. Mm-hmm.
It's tough because it's like we should be able to have and enjoy mm-hmm. and have fun with that character. It's yeah. only a problem if we only get that character in every right. single show. So it's not that show's problem. It right. just is every show's problem. And
yeah, but you know, like, I don't know if you guys feel this way because I'm starting to learn we're very different people here tonight. Unfortunately, like, I do wish there was, I mean, yes, I'm in an open relationship. Yes, I'm bisexual. But like, I do wish there was more fluidity with what sex is and what sex represents in our culture. And like, yes, of course, this is a sexy show. But I thought it was a little bit more nuanced in that it was taking the weight of sex away from it. Whereas in like the pilot of the OGGG, mm-hmm. it's about like Blair having sex for the first time. Right. And it's like, oh, my God. OK, it's like. It's not as precious, which I appreciate.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And we only saw a little bit of sex.
Just a little touch of sex.
I've been cruising through my list and I just made it serious there for a second. But
no.
Do you have any yes. topics?
Oh, yes. So Corey's got a full notebook.
So there was the one part where Zoya is trying to get away from the rain. So she goes with her sister's boyfriend.
Obi.
And I just want to say, there is no world in which you're going to go with my man to undress yourself. There's just no world. Like, I'm not going to understand Leaving. It. I'm not going to understand it.
Yeah.
Because when I watched that, I'm like, it's an honest mishap.
Nope. Oh, no. You're not walking babes. Home.
No,
so
babes.
She knew what she was doing.
Not that she knew what she was doing, but like, you're going to learn what you're doing today.
He knew what he was fucking doing.
Hell yeah.
It's just inappropriate as hell. Like,
she's the naive. I don't know. I think they both kind of were at fault there because they were flirting about their little fucking Save the Planet gang no, earlier.
They absolutely both were at fault. 100%.
They were 100% both at fault.
But and you would make her. She's
you're my
know.
Sibling. You're going to have to learn.
But they don't know each other.
It's going to be you. It's going to be you that has to learn that.
This is there's such a calm matter of factness to that, to the way you're saying that, that would make me terrified to get in your crosshairs.
Yes.
I'm just,
yes.
It's something that stood out to me.
Like, I don't want to learn is you know, what I'm trying
right,
to say.
That's what I'm saying.
I
she never, should not have wanted to learn it either.
Okay, I will never girl, put myself in a position to learn.
You're new here.
I did find it an interesting twist that when Zoya was so apologetic, being like, oh my God, it's not what it seems. Mm-hmm. The OGGG would have been like, you bitch, I'm going to fucking show up at your birthday party or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that meant. This time she was like, yeah, I know. It's just gossip. It's just rumors. And I was like, that's the woman on woman, not crime I'd like to see. 100%. Like,
yeah.
They felt a little bit like gang. And I like that.
Yeah.
And then it all fell apart like 2 minutes later mm-hmm. at the end, but still.
Mm-hmm. Another thing.
Yes.
The flunkies.
What are the flunkies?
The two girls that are.
Oh, the minions.
Are they paid? Because the way that they like devised their plan was very sophisticated. And I'm like, you have to be getting paid for this. If you're not getting paid for this,
they're
you're doing this off the merit of your friendship.
As our resident, clearly like social entrepreneur,
yeah.
creator, yeah. Businesswoman, what percentage should they be getting cut of JC's checks?
Oof.
Oh, wait.
For the plan they devised, it should be like 50% JC, ooh. 25% for the two of them.
Oh,
they're keeping her afloat.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I mean, creation so we have our main JC influencer and her two best friends conveniently are a stylist mm-hmm. and a photographer.
Yeah, right.
I hope they get to become more
they will.
People.
Yeah. They're not going to make that mistake again because I think that was a big like voiced hate of the last one was it was like these girls were just
props.
Yeah. It was not nice.
Also, ooh. Gossip Girl in both instances are like, it's like rich people Santa Claus. Just like keeping people on their toes. That's like the main thing that I have about Gossip Girl. Like,
it's
I'm
easy
scared.
When you're sleeping.
Like, I'm scared of, right. You see me when you're like, keep me on my toes. Keep me accountable.
Yes.
It's terrifying. It's like God or Santa Claus, yes, which I thought was the same thing.
Can you imagine like actually that happening to you at your school? Like yeah, I would saying. Be fucking terrified.
Like terrified. I'm like, how are you guys going about life normally?
You would be like, we have a social media terrorist amongst
there's
us.
There's literally a terrorist. Someone took a picture of me in my underwear outside in the rain. I'm you were that dedicated. I'm transferring.
Child.
I'm going home.
You know what?
I'm going back
upstate.
Deeply
upsetting. Yes. Guys, freshman year of college, had something called Juicy Campus.
Oh, and
it was a website. It was, I never connected this. It was Gossip Girl.
Yes.
Anonymously wrote in and would just post things about your school. So you could look at hot goss about your school.
Well,
and
I was like, my professor turned into Gossip Girl. I don't know if you guys remember that big scandal, but it became a thing where it's like, now you're just taking anyone's post as truth and it's becoming a problem within like sororities and like accusations and blah, blah, blah. Mm. And it became like, it could, Gossip Girl could not be alive and well today.
Yeah. Which they made clear in the reboot.
Which, sure. Well, at least not on Twitter.
Right.
Maybe Instagram, because they can tag people.
But wait, I do have one more thing.
Hit us.
At the end, JC calls her sister like, she was like, people like you steal. Like, poor people steal.
Just like dad.
And then, just like your dad, right?
Damn. Disgusting.
And then Zoya's pretty much like, well, if you're going to call me a thief anyways, bitch, I'm going to steal your man. And I was here for it. It was fun for me.
That conversation.
Like, we're getting somewhere. I like that.
Was cherry on top. You were like, give me the best.
I love that.
Yep. Yeah. And see, that's why they had to be secret friends in the beginning, was because they had to set it up that they had this long-awaited reunion only to fucking tear it down at the end of the first episode, which they have matching tattoos. They knew each other for all of one day.
Yeah.
Let that sink in, kids, before you get matching tattoos with your half-sister bestie. Digital bestie.
Meet her in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys want to get tattoos? Imagine if we got one without Rick.
I don't have any. So.
You don't have any? Why does that surprise me? Actually, it doesn't. You are a work of art.
Thank you.
I only have one fun fact, because this is a brand new show, but we've been talking about the teacher, the main teacher, Kate Keller. She's a blondie. She's played by Tavi Gevinson.
Say that again.
Tavi?
T-A-V-I?
No, it's not. Tavi? May perhaps.
Oh, I love the name. That's
Tavi?
A name.
Tavi?
Tavi.
Tavi, Tavi.
It sounds like an appetizer.
I do the bare minimum research here, people. That's so like do it. Not right? take I'll what take I tavis. Say tavis. As...
Tapas.
Tapas. Yeah. But she is an actress, obviously. born in 1996 as the old... Like, fuck off. Fuck all the way
she's
off.
She's the one that's supposed to be...
She's the teacher. Like, that's why I was like, guys,
yeah, but
off.
If you put a blazer on anyone, they could be 30. You know?
No.
I don't wear blazers for that exact reason.
I'm going to be young forever.
Yeah, and that's why I wear this hat.
But so before she was an actress, she actually was a magazine editor, and she came to the public attention at the age of 12 because she had a fashion blog called Style Rookie.
Now what? Huh? What?
Yeah.
Hold
and
on.
She was a prodigy child writer.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it just so happens to be that it was about fashion.
At age 15, she shifted the focus to pop culture and feminist discussion.
Age 15.
15.
She's who I aspire to be now. Her 15-year-old self is who I aspire to be.
So there's something kind of cool and fun about her being Gossip Girl to me, even though I don't love like her character and nothing against the actress. Like actress, I just like there's something about it that's not totally clicking to me. I think in the behind the scenes, I'm like, oh, that's a cool person.
That is
part
a cool
of
person. And like, maybe. What a choice.
Yeah, maybe they'll like incorporate.
I was just going to say, I hope that like somehow it comes out that that's like her and her personality. I did think the one line was very funny about the teacher when they're deciding to post the first Gossip Girl thing on Instagram, where the other teacher looks to her and is like, I'm going to need your Gossip Girl voice to be better than your real life voice. And I'm like,
that's when they cut to the title card. And she was like, it is. Oh. And then it's like, goes title card.
Boom. It was a great moment.
It was really good.
Her voice is a little quirky, like SNL character. And I was like, is she doing that on purpose?
But her casting, like, it just goes all along with the woke agenda of this show. And it's the first time that I've ever been like, maybe we don't need to be so woke.
Do you think the kids in this one look younger or older than the OGGG?
Younger, except for one of them.
Really?
Yes. I think they look closer to their age than the...
Watching the OGGG,
Thank
Serena
you.
looks exactly the same as she does now.
Correct.
And she always kind of looked mid to late 20s to me.
Yes.
100%.
And she was born looking
Blair
like
had
a
baby
woman.
Face.
All of the characters look like mid 20s to me. In the
I think, I don't know if I'd be happier if the characters looked a little younger. Like, would that have satisfied us?
Or would it have?
No, I don't
know. No, for the new one.
I think they look, I thought the characters looked fine.
So we just need to make the teachers look older.
This is the
teachers
thing,
need to look older.
Yeah, okay.
This is the thing, actually. So every show, like people, okay, every teen drama, people are like, why? They're clearly in their 20s, but they're playing teenagers. I'm like, yeah, because I want to fucking sexualize these characters.
Ooh,
I don't
want to feel bad about it.
I don't want to feel gross. That's I find out that some of them are played by 19-year-olds, and then I feel gross. Make them all in their fucking 20s. I want to see the plastic surgery on them. I want them to be fake people, because I'm watching these shows because I'm horny.
Okay.
I'm not watching it to learn about the world. I'm watching rich hot people make out with rich hot people. That's why I'm here. Give me my Dan Humphries. Give me my Chase.
Dan Humphries was poor in the original. OGGG.
Yeah, but he's still.
Which poor, you live in Brooklyn in a fucking like
in
art compound.
Yeah, yeah, like,
you're fine. It's New York poor.
Yeah.
And now Brooklyn's hot.
New York
popping.
Poor ain't poor.
I know. New York poor is rich in any other state in the country. But my question to you guys is, will you be watching every Thursday?
Ooh. I think I will be there for the next couple weeks. I'm not like so bought in that I need to see what happens.
I'm going to fucking strap you to a chair and open your eyes like Clockwork Orange.
That sounds great to me.
Ooh,
here's ultimately, like, I actually, if they were both equally in the zeitgeist, I think I would be more likely to watch the original.
Absolutely.
Because I'm more interested in a romance novel than a family drama, right? These are two different genres of Shakespeare that they're playing on.
Ooh.
And the original is like this torrid love affair, and that's like I'm a sucker for that, whereas this is Machiavellian. This is like two siblings going, this is secession.
Yeah. Ooh, they did call out Succession and Shakespeare, and when you said that it actually made me think about what I was thinking about a moment ago when I couldn't think about it. Was, do you think the main characters have fillers and Botox and plastic surgery? Because I only saw it like kind of noticeable on one, and I don't even know if it's like, I could just be calling it out. And
everyone
on
television has gotten some level.
Thank
of
you.
Work done.
Okay.
So yes.
Okay. But like, even Zoya, she's so
She looks so
natural.
Young. She also looks really young. I don't know how old she actually is, but she looks mad young.
I do want, if she's like 25, I'm gonna fucking jump out
she
of this window
around,
and we're on the first floor.
She's probably around 22.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
No,
look
I
it
saw
up.
Some of these girls are very young. She's 18.
She's 18.
Thank God.
Okay, yeah.
She looks 18.
She looks like a baby.
Okay, fair.
And that's why we called her cute.
Right.
Yeah. She's cute.
She's going to be a star.
Yeah, I only think one of them look like visibly.
Yeah.
Like maybe there was something.
How old is Jordan Alexander, the main girl? She's 20. Okay, so the lead girl is 27.
She looks,
that's what
she
I want.
She looks
27.
Yeah. 27
that's what
to
I
me.
Want.
She looks 27.
Yeah.
Don't make me feel gross.
Yeah.
I think.
She's basic. The age of my fiance.
You're watching Gossip Girl. Like, there's no way to not feel like a little dirty about it, including what we like let fly and what we don't. We're going to be picky and choosy about it.
Okay, I went on a whole shoe rant. Sequoia, will you be watching?
Yes.
Yeah. Group 100%. Text. Group text. Yes. Group text.
What about it? Because no, this is normally where we'd be like guilt or pleasure.
Yeah.
It's too early to kind of give that. So what's your self for
is
this?
Okay, so what really drew me was that last part where she's like, okay, I'm gonna steal your man.
Yes.
I was like, oh, we're gonna get bad girls.
Messy.
I like it. I want bad. We're getting two bad girls as the main characters.
Yeah, we got nice girl who got turned to bad girl and naive girl who got turned to bad girl.
I
real quick
love it. I'm like,
over
yes, two mean girls. That's my brand.
I'm
actually mean. If that's where it goes, I'm full on board, because if she's like, you know, is it Serena or Selena? Serena. I don't know.
You.
I just had
Serena
an aneurysm.
Vanderwood.
Yeah, fucking
like
a.
Serena was always an angel, a saint. Did she stay that way? I'm sure she did some. Oh,
great
I mean,
question.
She did. She made mistakes.
Her best friend's boyfriend is not really angelic, but she stays pretty. She doesn't like go off the rails.
Right.
Well, I mean, of course she does, but she
does.
As,
she connive?
It's so hard to say, because like the whole show is them just being like fucking conniving
nice
to back away. Yeah. But she gives me JC vibes.
Okay.
So I think, yes. My follow-up question is, will Garrick be watching?
Oh, yeah. He's not going to really have a choice.
That is my favorite part of every episode is I'm waiting for him to see if he's already watched this because you forced him to or just out of the pure like will of his heart. And it's never the latter.
Oh, yeah, no,
and this feels silly to ask. Kelsey, will you be watching?
Fucking Anne. Tattoo it on my forehead. HBOmax.com/... Feed it to me, bitch. Gossip Girl. Nah, 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 nah. I want it. I love it. I'm on all the blogs, the forums, the Reddit threads, TikTok, Insta. I can't wait to cosplay them this Thanksgiving. I couldn't think of what holiday was coming.
Now wait.
What?
A cosplay moment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
See?
I'm here.
See?
Yeah, yeah.
Now we make it our own. We get Constance uniforms. Yeah. We do.
I want the tie with the nail in it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I want the sneakers. They were cute. I have not seen the sneakers out.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys remember when she did a little fashion show and she lit the fucking stage on fire?
That fashion show must have cost
Their whole budget.
Big budget. Love
the whole show.
HBO Max was like, hey, take it all.
Right.
This is our show. And it worked.
Big budget.
People are talking, right?
It's funny because when I think about how clearly the writers hated the original Gossip Girl, I'm like, why did they call it Gossip? Oh, right. Because we're doing an episode about it. We're talking about it. Reboot. IP. Okay, great. Right. Yeah. That's why.
There it is.
Because the show doesn't need to be Gossip Girl.
Yes, it does.
It's an original show.
How do you know? You have no idea what's to come.
Barely Gossip Girl.
It barely
is. It's a different thing.
You didn't
You're
watch
crushing her.
The original enough to fucking know.
I watched
know.
The pilot.
You sound like Garrick right now. The listeners are going to fucking come for you for only watching the pilot and trying to say that this isn't Gossip
They're
Girl.
They're going to be too distracted by my rant about how I'm horny.
Sequoia. Zach hasn't been able to sit straight for the last 5 minutes, guys. We got to wrap up.
Sequoia, such a pleasure to have you. Thank
such
you for filling in. You have a
Thank
very
you.
Funny podcast. Can you
it's
tell us about
very
it?
Yes.
Funny.
I have a podcast called Black People Love Paramore. It's where me and my co-host Jordan talk about the super random shit that large swaths of Black people go up for. For instance, Cash App, mm-hmm. Paramore, and astrology most recently.
Oh! I haven't listened to that one yet.
Episode. It's not out yet, but it will be
Oh,
out
that's
soon.
Why.
I was stoked because in the first episode, Jordan begins talking about how he loves Vampire Weekend.
Yes.
And I fucking love Vampire Weekend. And I literally pulled over my car. I texted Garrick and I'm like, yo, Jordan fucking gets me. And Garrick was like, I've never listened to Vampire Weekend. Can you send me some recs? And I'm like,
Garrick has not listened.
What? And I was home 30 minutes late because I was sitting
that's
on the side. I could
king.
Not wait
that's
to get
so
home.
Funny.
And I was just sending him like, so you have to listen to this album first. Yeah. Listen, I think just listen to it in order. And then you're going to go
like
these songs
daughter.
On Contra, then Mod's Vampire City. Really a perfect album, but you kind of have to get there to see that.
I loved Black People Love Crab Legs. Oh. That one, because in the South, that, I mean, Hooters Crab Legs season, you know if you know.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
But it's very funny. Everyone should go listen.
So and it's wherever podcasts are.
It's wherever podcasts are. You can find it literally everywhere.
Literally.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Where can people find you?
You can find me at Sequoia B. Holmes mm-hmm. across all social media platforms. And mm-hmm. you can follow our podcast at BPLP Pod across all social
the
media platforms.
Best
as well.
Acronym to say BPLP
Pod. BPLP Pod is so easy.
BPLP Pod.
Almost
BPLP.
Better than OGGG.
Never.
Oh, triple G.
Oh, see.
Oh, triple G. Wow, that's so much better.
Oh, 3G? Right.
I have a head injury. Okay.
You let her do the whole episode?
You waited to the sign off
well, now
to
you
give
have
me
it.
OGGG?
Now you've coined it. Now you have
You're right,
it.
Because I'm going to be talking about OGGG right. for a very long time.
I did
I
put
die.
OGGG here, too. I already wrote
wow.
that.
Wow. See?
I'm at Corndate on all the things.
I'm at Kelsey Darrow on all the things. And you're not Garrick Bernard on all the things, but you're even better.
I'm Sequoia B. Holmes on all the things.
Till next time, you know you love me.
XOXO!
Gossip Girl!
Gossip Girl!